Gero, this is 80 years in 80 weeks in 1997, a new beginning. After the collapse of the socialist government of Jean Widenow, the caretaker government headed by Stefan Sofianski managed to calm down the social and political situation in Bulgaria, gaining back the trust of the international institutions. On April 19, 1997, the coalition of parties united by the Union of Democratic Forces won convincingly the early parliamentary polls, receiving the absolute majority of the parliament. Here is what UDF leader Ivan Kostov said at a meeting in front of thousands gathered to celebrate the poll victory of the Democratic Forces.
Ние обещахме българският Лазаров ден да се превърне в български Великден.
We promised the Bulgarian Day of Saint Lazarus to turn into a Bulgarian Easter. The main thing is that we have risen again, looking at the future with hope. That is why the young are with us. They want future, they want good welfare and hope, they want confidence in their own strength. They reject hatred. They want to believe, to know that they can, to have self-confidence. That was why they followed our path, because we gave this to them. The major fight for us now within the power is the fight for Bulgaria. The terrific size of corruption is not a secret to anyone here. Banks have been burgled, pyramids were built up, and many other traps aiming at the savings of the average person. Our country is in the hands of mobsters of organized crime. We know that the only way to restore the authority of the state institutions is to gain back the respect towards the state and its bodies. We must convince the Bulgarian citizens that we can provide security, but freedom at the same time, protecting their rights. The initial quick and effective measures of the UDF government gained the respect of the mobster insurance companies and security guards, seizing the everyday racketeering and the fame. The campaign promises began to turn into reality as urgent structural reforms. They aimed at the reduction of budget deficit, lowered inflation rates, and the attraction of foreign investors. The currency board, implemented by the Kostov cabinet in Bulgaria, also contributed. A 3-year-long agreement with the International Monetary Fund was signed, which gave a chance to Bulgaria to receive fresh money, aiming those at economic investments. The foreign policy did follow the direction that should lead Bulgaria along the road of its NATO and EU membership. Thus, in 1999, the state received an invitation and a roadmap for its EU accession, and in the end of the government's mandate, in 2001, the visas for the trips of the Bulgarians to the European Union dropped. The balance of President Petar Stoyanov after the first year of the UDF governing outlined exactly the return of the country's international prestige.
Аз мисля, че най-големият успех на българското правителство през тази една година е, че върна доверието към България на света.
I think that the major success of the government over this 1 year was the return trust of the world towards Bulgaria. That was due precisely to the financial and macroeconomic stabilization. That has turned Bulgaria into a state that requires a serious attitude in its international relations, being now a seriously trustful partner. The government should continue to struggle persistently for 3 main things from now on. The first thing is the establishment of a better business climate for the attraction of foreign investments and strategic ones above all. The second thing is a much more decisive and transparent privatization. The third moment is in the European attitude, particularly European tax policy for small and medium-sized business, as I am convinced that the success of this business will become the backbone of the future Bulgarian economy. The government and Prime Minister Ivan Костов also took their first and independent foreign policy steps, headed mostly by Bulgaria's national interests. In March 1999, 11 NATO member states kicked off a military operation in Kosovo, aiming to cease the ethnic cleansing there, started by the Milosevic regime. On April 28 that same year, Bulgarian NATO signed an agreement allowing the alliance's airplanes to fly across the country's airspace. However, they didn't have the right to fly out of Bulgarian airports due to Bulgaria's neutrality declared. At the same time, the government refused to provide an air corridor to Russian planes willing to perform landing in Serbia and didn't accept refugees from the Kosovo conflict despite the pressure of the West. The government managed to defend the national interest over that critical period when there was a war along the western borders of the country and the latter stood away from military actions. Privatization was the main accent in the policy of the governing coalition. The government of Ivan Kostov began to sell and liquidate the state-owned enterprises and mark losses.
По отношение на приватизацията, казах, че времето на закъснението, което се констатира от всички, беше използвано за да се приватизира приватизацията.
As far as privatization is concerned, I said that the time of the delay was used to privatize the privatization. In order for the cash privatization of all major companies to be assigned to a respectful international mediator, an investment bank or companies with really solid stances on the global economic and financial markets, which could find the best strategic investors for the Bulgarian enterprises, the Prime Minister said. However, not the cash but the worker manager privatization was the thing that made the UDF electorate hesitate, as many companies fell into the hands of the former communist leaders and their oligarchs. People close to the blue government also benefited. The law gave privileges to the worker-manager companies, for instance, to pay only 10% of the sum in cash money and the other 90% repayment to be allowed by installments. Thus, some of the most scandalous privatization deals in Bulgaria were closed behind the scenes and the public wealth and assets were practically burgled. That privatization was one of the reasons why the UDF lost the 2001 parliamentary polls along with the unpopular measures taken after the Vidinov government. Many social groups were damaged before the effect of the reforms could be felt, the unemployment rate reached 20%. The unity of the UDF also cracked as the president demanded from the prime minister to take a stance away from corruption within the executive power. Despite its mistakes, the government of the UDF remained as one of the most successful cabinets in the history of the Bulgarian transition period as the road to the EU membership through NATO one was opened. The state was turned by Kostov into a reliable and predictable partner which stabilized its future for many years ahead.